Key 103 Manchester. It's Thursday afternoon. James Morrison yesterday was at the City of Manchester Stadium with us, and he's just turned up on my doorstep. How are you, James?
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, good.
I tell you what, yesterday afternoon you put on quite a show, and the ladies, got to be said, were lapping you up.
There was quite a lot of women there. I said to them, yeah, you all look good. I mean, they all had their frocks on and that, you know. They all made a proper effort. It was a good little do, man.
Excellent stuff. And you did four songs in total from your albums, what, Undiscovered and the new one, Songs For You, Truths For Me. What was the highlight for you in the set?
Mine was Wonderful World. I think that was a good one.
That must kind of freak you out, mustn't it, when you get up on stage in front of, well, you know, there was, what, 800 people on there yesterday. But if you do like the V Festival or Glastonbury or something, and people are singing your songs, and you're thinking, hang on a minute, I wrote this.
Yeah, it does. It's cool. It's a cool feeling, though. You know, you think, bloody hell, you know, I started off with this in a room somewhere, and yeah, everyone's singing it. It's an amazing feeling, man. It's like, you know, the fact it's kind of got across that many people in such a short space of time is always kind of weird. But I've been on tour recently, so it was pretty, I was quite at ease with going out there. You know, it was a bit of fun. You know, you never really know what you're going to get at those things. But no, it was great. Good little crowd yesterday. So yeah, it was good.
Okay, so you're back in town at the Apollo on the 20th of March, aren't you? Next year,
right, yeah,
2009.
I think I've got another date, actually. We had to put in another date in Manchester because we sold out the first one. And so that's always good.
You're trying to tell me you're that popular?
I'm that popular, I've got to do two.
Well, that's cool. Just kind of wondering, right, you do the stuff for us yesterday, you got two dates coming up next year at the Apollo. Do you have to kind of like book summer off? Because obviously you're going to get asked to go and do the festivals.
Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold and a cough at the moment. I don't mean to keep coughing. It's basically, yeah, pretty much the whole of the summer is booked out. And I'm doing a lot of dates in Europe and going to France and Germany and Holland and Switzerland and places like that. It's going to be, I mean, the whole of next year literally is full on gigs, but which is cool, you know. I'd rather spend the whole of a year gigging than, you know, doing TV stuff. And I just enjoy gigging more than anything, really. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all that.
How are you going to balance now you're a dad with doing all this work next year?
Don't ask me that. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm coping at the moment. I think it'll be fine, you know. I'm just going to try and balance it between, you know, making sure I can get home between, you know, if I've got a day off, or bring out the missus and the baby. And I'm just going to have to play it by ear, really. But it's all good at the moment. I'm balancing it all pretty good.
I imagine the youngster arrived in September. You're probably getting a dab hand now at doing the nappies?
Yeah, man, I'm well good at nappies. Doddle. Absolute doddle.
Not going to keep you because I know you've got a busy day today. Is there one of the songs that we can play from the set yesterday that you did? You mentioned Wonderful World earlier on. Is that what you'd like us to play?
Go for it. Yeah, play a bit of Wonderful World. Hopefully it'll cheer people up.
James, good to see you yesterday. Good to talk today. And we'll see you back in Manchester in March next year as well.
Yeah, cheers, man. Cheers.
I've been down so low, people love me and they know.